All right, Joe, welcome back to the podcast. I want to get us launched into another season of the podcast with helping guys with something that just really frustrates me. I've got a frustration in my life that I think you and I share in common, and that's just seeing guys who are stuck spiritually, guys that just are stuck under some sort of low ceiling of spiritual growth that maybe are in our churches and just aren't moving forward. This burdens me big time. And I think this burdens you too, Joe. And that's part of what propels us forward in cross-training ministry is finding these guys, helping these guys get unstuck and get into training and spiritual fitness. And we use this phrase, training and spiritual fitness, a lot in the things that we do. And so I want us to take some time over the next couple of months and kind of look at what are the fundamentals of that kind of training? What are the basic elements of the Christian life, a healthy Christian life for a man who wants to move forward, a man who wants to get unstuck? We've taken some time over the past few seasons to look at maybe some specifics in guys' lives, stale devotional life, fighting sin, spiritual friendship. But why don't we take some time to back up and say, what would it look like for a guy to see a big picture of just basic Christian health? Do you think we can do that?
Yeah, I think we definitely can. I think it's so needed. I know my entry into focusing more on men's discipleship was partly seeing guys, stuck, not just by, even if they were going to church, even if they were in a men's group, they were still stuck somehow.
Yeah.
And so they need to kind of step out and look at a wider lens and say, what is it about our lives that are keeping us and restricting our ability to grow? So I think it's so needed to ask those questions. How do we build a life that really frees us up for discipleship?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think that's what guys are looking for. They're looking for a lifestyle of putting Christ first. They're not just, don't just give me some life hacks. Those can be good. But how can I get myself into a rhythm and to a lifestyle where Christ is first? So we're going to try to take the next couple months and talk about that and give just some basic elements to that kind of life. So I want to start this episode with talking about personal thresholds and how embracing and setting and establishing personal thresholds in your life is a big part of being the kind of guy that's training in spiritual fitness. So I want you, Joe, to kind of outline for us what do we mean by personal thresholds?
Yeah, well, let me go into the Bible and just pull out a verse, a single proverb, and I think this will help guys think about what we mean by a threshold. And so this is Proverbs 25, verse 16, and it says, "If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill of it and vomit it." Okay, kind of a funny proverb, maybe one that guys haven't ever read or really thought about, but there's a few things that are interesting. One is the way honey's a good thing. Okay. So if you find honey, that's a real blessing, especially in a world that doesn't have all, the kind of sweet stuff that's available to us. And so, you've got a good thing, but what the proverb is saying is that we can have an excess of a good thing. And that rather than benefiting from it, it has this effect of actually causing us to become sick and vomit, a mark of, the opposite of health. So, when we're thinking about the thresholds, we're thinking about, okay, so there are good things in our life, entertainment, God gives us a rest. We could talk about a number of blessings. However, part of what's so difficult in the modern world is we become self-indulgent and we take good things, we over-prioritize them, and then we actually suffer on account of it. And so now I don't have the time I need to invest in my children or to study my Bible or to pray, because maybe something like video games or maybe something like TV has just ballooned and is absorbing too much of my attention, too much of my time. And so that's this idea of a threshold. How much is too much versus how much is the appropriate level where I can go thus far, but no further? That's what we're encouraging guys to think in terms of.
Yeah, that's interesting. As you talked about it, you said that it's good things, not bad things, which I find interesting because most of the time when guys hear, hey, you need to establish personal thresholds, what they're hearing is you need to identify all the terrible things in your life. Here's all the terrible things you're doing, and here's why this is bad, and you need to put an end to this, 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 and this. But you really led with honey, and you led with good things. So what is it in that guys need to distinguish in their minds as they approach personal thresholds? to make them start to think, wait, this is good. What makes that change for you to say personal thresholds are embracing the good?
Yeah. I mean, the key is that we're not calling guys to a form of kind of monasticism or asceticism or whatever label, this, you know, this denial, this total denial where you say no to TV and you say no to your phone and you say no to everything that might give any drop of pleasure in your life. Mm-hmm. That's not the, you know, it's the awareness that there are degrees of saying yes. Mm-hmm. Like some things are more important than others. So to say yes to the things that are more important means at times saying no to the things that are less important. And so guys have to have in their mind, you know, these priorities and then recognizing when a lesser priority is starting to encroach in the territory of a more important thing in my life.
Yeah, that's good. So personal thresholds are less about saying no and more about saying yes to the kind of things that are going to help you to become the kind of guy you want to be ultimately.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about. So there's a guy that you have pictured in your mind, the kind of guy you want to be, building that lifestyle of putting Christ first. What do you need to say yes to in your life in order to get there? And what are the thresholds that are going to help you get there? And it's interesting. I like that you brought in that proverb there, because I think there's a way in which you can talk about establishing personal thresholds from a worldly perspective that actually does make sense to guys. At first, guys may be like, wait a second, I don't know about this. But think about stuff like intermittent fasting. It's become like a thing, right? If you go to a CrossFit gym and you start talking about health, well, they're going to talk to you about intermittent fasting, not just working out. And what is that? Well, that's just saying, oh, I'm going to eat only from this time to this time. I'm setting this threshold because this is the good time. Or, you even think about Joe Rogan says, we're doing something called Sober October. All of a sudden, everybody gets excited about that. Like, oh yeah, set a threshold on how much am I going to drink? I'm not going to drink for a whole month. Guys get excited about that all of a sudden. So this is a concept, I think, that's out there and that's used for guys that are aiming for something, that are training to become something in their lives. And so then we've got to ask ourselves, well, who or what am I training to become? And how can I begin setting some of those thresholds? So let's talk a little bit about just some of the benefits that come along as a Christian man who's going to establish some personal thresholds in your life. What are some of the benefits you've seen in your own life as you do that?
Yeah, I think one is having thresholds avoids living by unnecessary rules. Hmm. What I mean by a rule is to say, like if we, for example, said no man should watch more than 1 hour of TV, you know, on a weeknight, I don't know, or on the weekend or whatever. You know, that's an arbitrary rule. And it's kind of says who and is every man in the same circumstance. You know, a threshold, it recognizes that circumstances are different, stages of life are different. In fact, weekdays and weekends are even different. And so in the same way, I mean, if you think of money, if I'm taking my wife out for an anniversary dinner, there's a certain threshold. Now, I can't take her anywhere, I mean, but I'm going to spend more than I would ordinarily versus if I'm just going, you know, to breakfast on a Monday morning with her. And we need that same sort of thing with time, this recognition, okay, given my circumstances, like right now for me, I've got 4 kids, I'm married, I'm pastor of a church. That's different than when I was 25 and had no children or one child. So, you know, with these thresholds, we're avoiding one universal rule that quickly becomes legalistic and instead recognizing as men, we're responsible and we've got to figure out how we steward ourselves. And this is one way that we can do it that really helps us, especially with that time question.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's helpful to be able to say, guys, we've got to step back and say, what season of life am I in right now? Where am I at? Do I have married, kids, work life, everything like that? And what do I need to establish in my life to help me become that man that I want to be? And I think that personal thresholds for me in that sense have helped me to expose a disordered life at times. Yeah, especially as I talk to other guys and maybe introduce the idea of establishing a personal threshold, let's say on a bedtime or even on something like, how much TV you're going to watch. And maybe, you know, like you said, during the week, weekends, that may look different, but let's say, okay, why don't you just limit to one TV show a day during the week? You start saying some of these kind of things to guys and there's a lot of excuses that get poured back. Well, I can't do this because I had this, and this going on earlier in my day. I have this. There's like this whole buildup of the reasons why you can't establish personal thresholds. And ultimately what it reveals is a disordered life. a life in which everything is just kind of not set up for success in this season of life. And so I think by establishing some personal thresholds, trying it out doesn't mean you have to stick to the same threshold for the rest of your life, trying out something. Let me experiment with this threshold and say, let me try this. And does that help me get my life in better order for this season of life for the man that I want to be?
Yeah. And I think, it protects us. It buffers us from, if we're honest, everything's trying to encroach and push us to that place of just immoderate indulgence. Yeah. So, you think of old fashioned TV, maybe there was that one show and then it went on and the next show you weren't interested in, but man, if you can get the whole season, just episode after episode, it's a different game. Yeah. Or, you think of, you go back a couple of decades, Saturday or Sunday watching football and there was the game, but now they built the whole day. So before the game, you can be doing all the pregame, you can watch the game, the next game, post game, highlight reel. They want your whole day. And so if we're not actually thinking, okay, what's the appropriate amount? Well, we know what the world's going to take. It's going to want all of us. And they don't care if we're bad fathers, if we're bad husbands, if we're bad church members.
That's true. That's true. All right. So, but here's a question I would have, an argument here. What about, doesn't personal thresholds limit my freedom to enjoy the things that I want to enjoy? Doesn't personal thresholds limit the freedom that I want in my life for TV and all those kind of things?
I think what guys need to think about there is they've got to define freedom. Do you want the freedom that is the freedom that I can do whatever I want whenever I want? Or do you want the freedom that frees you up to become what you could become, to become what God wants you to be? Those are two different notions of freedom. Yes, it does restrict that I can do whatever I want whenever I want, but really that's the attitude of pride. What it does do is it actually frees you up and say, I could waste myself. I could actually be less than the fullness of what God wants me to be right now as a man. I'd like to be freed up so I can have the mind, I can have the energy, I can have the relationships that really enable me to run hard after Christ. Now, if you want that freedom, now we've got to think about thresholds. So guys have to ask the question, what freedom do you want in your life? And act accordingly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I often try to think of, as I establish personal thresholds, I try to think of them as kind of the guardrails on my pathway towards wisdom. So, I seek wisdom. I want, but I need these guardrails that are in place to keep me from getting off the path, falling off the path on my way there. And that's maybe a oversimplified version of what we're talking about. But I think it's helpful to say, wait, these guardrails are giving me the freedom to continue on the path that I want to actually stay on and that I actually want to go on. Without those guardrails, like you said, that the TV will just take over your life if you leave it to them. So we've got to have some sort of guardrails in place if we're heading in an actual direction and want to actually stay on that path in that same direction. What would you say are just kind of some of the dangers that guys face as they live without thresholds? If guys don't, expose themselves to this.
Yeah. I think the one that we've really touched on is just missing out on what's more important. That ability to say yes. So to miss out on the richness of the relationship you might have with your wife, or even with friendship with other men, or with your children. The amount that you'll explore, the glory of God you'll see through his scriptures. I mean, the depths that you'll know him through prayer. The fact is there's better things even than whatever sports team you love watching that sports team. And so you can stay there, you can stay on the foothills and enjoy that, but you're going to miss out on the Rocky Mountains. And so if you want to go see the Rocky Mountains, you've got to put things in perspective.
All right. So let's talk about some specifics of thresholds. What are examples of a personal threshold? If you were sitting across the table from a guy right now who is stuck, who is looking for a way forward, and he's asking you for some coaching, hey, how do I start to train in spiritual fitness? And you bring up thresholds, where are you going to start with them?
Yeah, I would just encourage guys to use the basic logic of budgeting somewhat with time. You can live within an overly rigid budget and it just is, it's a straitjacket. That's not a good budget. A good budget just helps you have priorities, live within your means. And it's that same kind of logic of recognizing Okay, like we said, good things. I mean, guys like video games, you know, guys like TV, guys like to go play golf or to go, you know, play a different sport with some friends. None of that's wrong. But they just need to be able to sit down and think through and say, okay, for me, like I know for me, on a weeknight, yeah, I might watch a couple of episodes of something with my wife. But if I was watching like 2 hours of TV on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night, honestly, it's going to set me back. And just given how busy life is, it's just not the season of life for that for me. That's going to be different. That's why we're talking about circumstances, but just asking that question for me to be able to spend the time with God, with my family, get the work done that I need to get done. What do I have left? And then when there's that left, then you've got that freedom with whatever the excess is in your life. Mm-hmm. But don't let that excess then bleed in and take away from what's more important.
Yeah, I think that's helpful. And I think it's helpful too, the a couple of categories you mentioned there. It would be a place I would start with guys. The TV and video games in particular are, I think, something that every guy needs to set a personal threshold on and needs to say, okay, in this season of my life, what is the best approach for me to take with this? And maybe it's, yeah, like you said, different on weekdays or weekends. But I think every guy maybe has a different, we've already said they have different thresholds there, but a lot of guys don't realize how invasive some of these things are, like TV and video games. You've probably been into somebody's house like this, Joe, where you just walk in, it doesn't matter when you walk in, but the TV's just always on, yeah. Right? It's just always on. Like, the TV is the only machine that we own that we just leave running all the time, right? Yeah. Right? It's just like, if I look back to my childhood, if there was a soundtrack of my childhood, just background TV noise would definitely consume a big part of that, right? Yeah. And it's weird because if you come over to my house and you hear the lawnmower running, it's because I'm cutting my grass, right? If I walk into your house and I hear the blender running, you better be making a smoothie or something. Like, we don't just leave machines running in our house, right? But for some reason, the TV is the only machine that we say, let's just leave this one running. I don't know. Maybe there's something good that'll come out of it. But the truth is, we've got to step back and say, wait, why is this just on? Yeah. Let me have a reason to turn this on. And that's what I would point guys towards. Like, have a reason to turn your video game and your TV on. Establish that. Say, you know what? There is good in this. Like, I love watching TV with my wife. But if it's just always on, or if it's always an option, there you're not headed towards the good there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think of the restaurant image. If I'm in a restaurant, I would always love maybe get another drink. I'd love to add dessert. I'd love to have coffee. I'd love to have a couple of appetizer. I would love every single time to have five courses. I can't, you know? And so when is now you're playing the video game, you've relaxed, but now it's like asking for a second dessert, you know? Yeah. It's just indulgent. It's time to just pay the bill and go home. And the same thing with the TV or with the video game.
Yes. All right. So now let me ask you a question that I hear a lot when I talk to guys about establishing personal thresholds. This is always the first one that comes up. Joe, isn't this just legalism? Isn't this just, you're just being super legalistic, telling me when to do what I need to do and establishing that? That's just legalism.
Yeah. And I think guys, this is, we've already said it once, but you got to define your words. What is legalism? Hmm. Legalism is looking to your performance of the law for your righteousness before God. Mm. And guys, you need to know, keeping to a threshold does not make you righteous. Like, this is not something that now all of a sudden, you know, you're a saint because you've, you know, living by some sort of threshold. Self-righteousness can always corrupt this thing. This is less about righteousness, more about wisdom. Going back to what you said, the guardrails. This is about setting yourself up for success so you can do the things that actually matter. And those are the things that really, honor the Lord, you know, loving your kids well, loving your spouse, having time to serve other people, having time to serve within the church, going to church, the things men miss out on. I think most guys, you know, they need to think about what they're not doing more than this worry about somehow thresholds resulting in legalism in their life.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the guardrails image is helpful there, especially when you start talking to guys about, don't you want to be the kind of guy, the kind of dad that's present? Don't you want to be the husband who's even after 15 years of marriage, still finding creative ways to love your wife. Don't you want to be the disciple who's making disciples? Isn't this the guy you want to
be? Isn't that better? Isn't that better than watching TV?
Yes, that's better. There's guardrails to keep you there and to help you stay there. It's not legalism. Yeah, this is guardrails to help you stay and be the kind of guy you want to be. All right, well, here's another question that I have for you. What if I keep failing to stick to the thresholds that I set? I set a threshold and I can't stay with it. It's just not happening.
Yeah, I think two things. One, reassess your thresholds, first of all. I mean, you get the person that instead of doing some reasonable fasting routine, decides you're going to eat one meal a week or something. I mean, you know, you might just be unrealistic. And so, you know, talking about your thresholds with somebody else. But if you are being realistic, like if you're somebody who, you know, you're just trying to keep within, you know, some reasonable parameters, but you're playing video games 3 hours a night, you know, you're watching 4 football games every single Saturday and Sunday, and it's just absorbing, you know, too much of your time. That's where I would encourage you. That's where you need accountability. That's where don't just do it on your own. Anybody who tries to do something on their own usually fails. If you actually begin to do something with other people, you've got a much better chance of success. And so find those spiritual friends, talk together, tell each other what your thresholds are, ask each other how you're doing with these thresholds, and let it be part of that growth of friendship, as well as your personal growth in godliness.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think that we need to be better about even just being more explicit about that with our friends. I've tried over the past year to once a month, every 6 weeks, something like that. Me and my spiritual friends, we will take time and write down our personal thresholds that we established and then kind of say, are we or are we not sticking to this? Where are we failing? Where are we not doing so well? And then I have these cards in which we fill this out. And then what we do to help us as we're not sticking to some of these is we take those cards and we pass them to the guy to your right. And then we pray for each other throughout the week. So you got to have these friends that are saying, okay, I know my friend Joe is really struggling with this threshold. My job this week is to pray for him and to check in on him. Hey, I know last week you said you were really struggling with this threshold. Is it because, like you said, it's a bad threshold? You need to change the threshold. You're trying too hard, or you're missing the mark there. Or is it because, man, you just need some better accountability there from a friend who loves you and wants to help you along the way? So I'd encourage guys, be explicit. While we call them personal thresholds because it's something that you need in this season of your life, don't keep it to yourself. That's not what we mean by personal. Like, share this with the guys that you know also want to be the kind of guys who are going in the same direction. And y'all hold each other to account on that and help each other, pray for each other in that. I guess let's end here. Let's give some specific instructions for the guy who has never established a personal threshold. He doesn't even know where to start with this. So he's a guy, he knows he's stuck. He knows he needs to move forward. How do you get him started?
Yeah. You know, I think this is part of it. It's part of a bigger question. This is where we started it. You know, it's not just a life hack. It's about building a lifestyle of discipleship. And so I'll be honest, you need to step back and you need to think about, what needs to be in your life? What is in your life? You know, what, and beginning to put, say, amusement and entertainment and these kind and leisure, you know, within a larger frame of responsibilities and roles and what it means to serve Christ. And Christ doesn't take away these good things. We've said that numerous times. We need rest. We need to be recharged. We just need to be able to put them in proportion with what else is in our life. Including things like actually going to bed and going to sleep. So I would just encourage guys, you know, take 45 minutes, look at your life, look at your week, look at your day, and honestly ask the question, how much time do I have for this? And how much time don't I have for this?
Yeah, those are hard questions. I think you're right that we've got to help guys start with the difficult questions and the evaluative questions. You know, what is necessary? What is really necessary at this season of my life? You know, what is the excess that's left over after what's necessary? And how can I use that excess to honor God? How can I use what's left over after I've done everything that's necessary as to honor God? And those can be hard questions, but that helps you get down that pathway of establishing that personal threshold. Well, here clearly is what is enough that's necessary. And here's how I honor God with that time that I have, the leisure time, the me time, whatever you want to call it. There's got to be some sort of threshold to keep in if you're actually training, if you're actually the kind of guy who's training to be something and to get somewhere. Yeah. So guys, we'll continue to talk about this over the next couple of months as far as how do you get unstuck? How do you move forward? How do you look at the basic fundamentals of training and spiritual fitness? But in the meantime, go to menneedhelp.org and you can go to the leader's guide there and you will see some additional coaching videos that we have that are available for you if this piques your interest at all, especially as you talk personal thresholds. I know we have a video on there about personal thresholds, but that leader's guide and those coaching videos are there for groups of guys that want to begin training in spiritual fitness like this. So y'all go menneedhelp.org, check that out. And you can always email me if you want more information. My email is evan@xtrainingministries.com. But we'll see you next week.